Caskey location of Hopkins Elevator. You talk about busy, busy, busy. These folks are busy, got trucks lined up here, got a train. Mick Henderson, tell us where we are, what we're looking at today.
Well, this is the Hopkins Elevator side of our Caskey branch business. Actually, a whole family of business out here. Hopkins Elevator, Caskey branch, Commonwealth Agri Energy, and AgriChem. And of course, we got air gas, takes our CO2 and makes liquid CO2 and dry ice. So there's four businesses at the site. This, where we're standing, and you can hear a little bit of background noise, the fans running, the trucks going by, and if you could hear the unit train going back and forth, I know you're going to feel like you need to be in that cab, but this is the center of activity at harvest, where you get 400, 450 trucks a day, and they'll do two or three unit trains a week, and a unit train being 90 cars, all the same product, all going to the same destination, of corn hauling out of here at harvest. And you usually, until the bins are full, you're getting that sort of vehicle traffic every day. Now, it's March. It is March, right? And
I think so, yeah.
And you see the number of trucks today. You see a unit train being loaded out here. And this was in January. I have to admit, I even saw most of this kind of activity in February. We had a large harvest last year. And this activity is not only because a big harvest, but there is a grain bin on farm capacity that allows the farmers to bring the grain in all season long according to their best price, best time of year. And that's why March deliveries are big, because somewhere in there they got to get their bins empty to harvest wheat. But this activity with unit trains and trucks coming in has grown. I mean, this is our 21st year on the site. And Caskey, if you remember, Caskey was one large grain bin and four small grain bins, and we are now 11 million bushels of storage with trucks going by and large grain bins that can hold 11 million bushels. And what was Christian County this last year? Was it 18 million bushels?
Yeah, I think so.
18 million bushels. By the way, that's about what we can harvest.
Right.
We can process 16 to 17 million bushels at the ethanol plant.
That's amazing, yeah.
Okay, so this location supplies us for our product mix and, of course, everything else. About twice as what we can handle comes through the elevator and gets loaded on unit trains to go to other customers elsewhere.
I think it's fantastic. So a lot of grain. A unit train, it's a typical, 100 cars, Mick? Is that right?
90
cars.
Okay. When I first got here 22 years ago, it was a 65-car unit train, and they had three tracks. Now they have four tracks, and they've extended the track both directions to where they can do a 90-car unit train very efficiently. And you'll see this big bulkware where they load them. Mm-hmm. CSX provided that for them so they can load them even faster than they could at one time. They can load a rail car just about as fast as the darn truck can unload.
That's amazing.
And keep those rail cars moving.
Try to get these guys to blow the horn for us if they will. There we go. Thought we'd get one eventually, Mick. But you know, it's so typically here on a day like today, how long will it take to load a train like this?
They can load a unit train in one long day.
One long day.
A 90-car unit train that they can load in 12 hours, and they can get it loaded and get it out of here. And usually the timing of the CSX switch, and they can get one loaded and have another one set in the switch and be loading the very next day.
You know, with farmers being able to hold grain on the farm, like you were talking about earlier, it really makes agriculture a year-round business now versus just everybody coming in harvest time. They can sell grain all year long, and a lot of those guys are contracting it. I mean, you're seeing Garnet Farms, Oats Farms coming in. They contract this corn all year long to sell it at what they hope is the optimal time.
Yep. I try to remind everyone that the ethanol plant is here because Christian County can grow a lot of corn.
Oh, yeah.
You could put it in Union County, you can put it maybe in Logan County, but Christian County can grow a lot of corn. That's where you should process the corn. And we have local markets for our products. All of our fuel ethanol goes to Nashville. All of our distillers dried grains goes to the mostly to poultry in the same region. Our CO2 goes across the fence to a liquid CO2 processor, and he sells Cokes and dry ice at the poultry processors nearby too. So if you have a origination, what they call this type of plant, where it's originated near the cornfield that supplies us. And then your destinations are also nearby. You can be competitive in the market for corn and its products.
Fantastic. That's the story here at Commonwealth Agri-Energy.